From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this look at local and statewide news. Anchorage Republican Representative Gabrielle Ledoux was charged by state prosecutors today with voter misconduct and unlawful interference with voting. Ledoux was in a House floor session in Juneau while Attorney General Kevin Clarkson announced the charges at a press conference in Anchorage.
This essentially involves criminal conduct related to falsely registering to vote and voting in a district in which the individual does not reside, and the solicitation of the individual to register and vote unlawfully.
The charges stem from an investigation into the 2018 Republican House primary. 5 days before that primary election, the State Division of Elections told Alaska State Troopers that there appeared to be irregularities with absentee ballot applications in Ledoux's district, according to the charging document. The troopers' investigation led to more than 25 search warrants over the next several months. The warrants led to text messages to and from Ledoux and others, including her former chief of staff, Lisa Simpson, that raised concerns. Prosecutors say Ledoux texted to encourage people to vote in her district in 2014, even after they told her they no longer lived there. Ledoux won the election by 117 votes. Simpson and her adult son, Caden Vaught, were charged with various crimes in connection with the investigation. Prosecutors say they've served Ledoux a summons. In a written statement, Ledoux says, "Earlier today, I learned of the charges from the Department of Law. Because this is a pending legal matter, I cannot comment about the details other than to state that I am innocent of all charges and look forward to clearing my name in a court of law," end quote. Ledoux has worked as a lawyer, but she isn't currently practicing. One of the charges against Ledoux was for felony voter misconduct, which carries a sentence of up to 5 years in jail. She also faces 9 misdemeanor charges. The charges will go to a grand jury, which will determine whether to proceed to a trial. Bartlett Regional Hospital is setting up triage tents at hospital entrances to screen people for coronavirus. All visitors to the front entrance of the hospital and the emergency department will now enter through a yellow triage tent. They will be asked a set of screening questions by staff. Based on symptoms and answers to the questions, staff will determine whether further testing is needed. After 8 p.m. and on weekends, people will only need to enter the hospital through the emergency department. There are still no confirmed cases of coronavirus in Juneau. Yesterday, the State Department of Health and Social Services confirmed the state had its first case after a cargo pilot arrived in Anchorage and tested positive. The Alaska Folk Festival's Board of Directors has canceled the event. The board says they're concerned about safety due to the COVID-19 virus. They say it's the first time the festival has been canceled in its nearly 46-year history. In a letter, the festival's board president, Ian Putnam, wrote that the board has been consulting with the state and the city and borough of Juneau. All agreed that the only, quote, socially responsible, end quote, option was to cancel the event. Vice President Andrew Heist says that in searching for a silver lining, the board is proud to make this difficult decision early to help set an example for other organizations in similar situations. The annual festival draws thousands of people, musicians and spectators alike, to Juneau each year. Sayaic Gastineau Community School was closed today. That's after school officials were notified on Thursday that a student was tested, quote, for multiple viruses, end quote. They are still awaiting results. The school district emailed parents Thursday evening saying they're closing the school and canceling all after-school activities and meetings as a precaution. They spent today cleaning the school and gathering more information. All of the other schools in the district operated on a normal schedule on Friday. Coronavirus precautions will delay Alaska's cruise season. That's following word that Canada has closed its ports to large cruise ships through July 1st. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, these restrictions are expected to be a blow to Alaska's tourism sector.
Canada's restriction means ships carrying 500 or more people cannot enter its ports. Legal experts say the ban will directly affect Alaska itineraries. That's because century-old U.S. maritime laws prohibit international ships from carrying U.S. citizens between American ports.
A foreign flagged vessel must stop in a foreign country.
That's Juneau attorney Joe Geldof. He says international cruise ships fly flags of countries like the Bahamas or Panama, mostly for tax reasons. But that means they must add an international stop between Alaska and the lower 48. Which is why Alaska cruises often originate in British Columbia.
If Vancouver and Victoria are closed. Foreign flag cruise ships are going to have an enormous problem with participating in the Alaska trade.
That affects at least 30 cruise ships and hundreds of port calls statewide. Kirby Day manages port operations in Juneau for Carnival Corporation's subsidiaries, Holland America and Princess.
Obviously, anyone would analyze it and look and figure that that will affect some early season cruising.
Three cruise lines, including Norwegian and Princess, have already canceled early sailings globally.
Things are moving so fast that they're looking at a variety of opportunities or options at this point, and I don't think it's difficult to speculate now.
Cruise visitors were projected to pump a lot of money into Alaska's economy. Experts say $250 million in wages.
This is going to be a tremendous impact to all of us across Southeast Alaska.
Melanie Shivens of Raincoast Data in Juneau pulled the numbers.
It's those dollars, but it's also the multiplier effect of those dollars not going into city coffers and supporting municipalities in terms of providing sales tax revenue to our communities.
She says cruise ships account for 90% of tourism in Southeast Alaska. June, July, and August are peak months. As schools and public buildings close over efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus, panic buying has been reported across the nation. Alaska communities have also seen groceries and household items fly off the shelves as public health experts advise people to stock at least 2 weeks of provisions. But shipping executives say the shelves should be restocked soon. Alaska's supply chain isn't expected to be affected by coronavirus. Corey Baggin is vice president of Samson Tug and Barge in Sitka.
We are telling people it is business as usual and to wash their hands.
The state's largest freight company, Alaska Marine Lines, sent an email Friday to reassure its customers that barge traffic continues to run as normal. With additional reporting from Jacob Resnick in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple in Haines.
The Alaska Department of Corrections is suspending some visitors to facilities across the state to prevent the potential spread of coronavirus. In a media release today, the department suspended all visits from outside volunteers, friends, and family, effective immediately. Visits from chaplains and contract services for education and treatment programs will continue for now. The prison system has not seen any cases of coronavirus disease yet. Alaska has more than 4,700 inmates statewide. Inmates serving long sentences live under the same roof as those with short stints. The constant circulation of new people in and out of facilities means there's more potential to spread disease.
It's not unreasonable to think that that someone in prison could present with the symptoms.
Dr. Robert Lawrence is chief medical officer for the Department of Corrections. He says prisons are a lot like nursing homes and college dorms.
So we are constantly thinking about how do we protect this group of people who are living close together from the rapid spread of infectious disease.
In many ways, Lawrence says preparing for coronavirus means using the same policies they already rely on to monitor for highly infectious diseases like tuberculosis. Every facility in the state has its own medical staff. In Juneau, Lemon Creek Correctional Center Superintendent Bob Cordle wrote in an email that staff placed flyers in all living units and common areas to educate inmates about how to stay healthy. Lemon Creek has 248 prisoners and 76 staff. Cordle wrote that the facility has a committee in charge of preparing for a potential outbreak. Lemon Creek has the ability to isolate anyone showing symptoms of the virus, but it doesn't have rooms that limit contamination through the air supply system. If community transmission begins to occur in Alaska, nearby DOC facilities may further restrict visitors. If coronavirus is transmitted inside a facility, movement inside would also be limited to restrict contact between people. Lawrence says they recognize that protecting inmates inside also means protecting the wider population as a whole. But they know limiting visitation is hard on prisoners and their families.
There's a full recognition that everybody who's incarcerated today in Alaska is connected to a family. And there are many families in Alaska who have or know someone who is currently incarcerated. And so there's loved ones on both sides.
DOC says it will reevaluate all protocols and procedures in 30 days. Iditarod Mushers will still be finishing on Front Street in Nome next week, but the city of Nome will not be hosting any race-related festivities. All non-essential city buildings will be closed from March 14th to the 30th due to concerns over a potential outbreak. And this just in, the annual gold medal basketball tournament has been canceled due to coronavirus concerns. Check KTOO.org for more information on that story. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Adeline Baxter.